praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for listening to One Verse Ministry. And to correspond with us, you may call at 318-623-9503 or 318-729-0860. Be sure to tune in every Monday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. on KAYT KQJO.
This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles. And KQJO-FM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
A day that we should acknowledge Him for who He is. You see what God has done and continue to do. You still have a job that you didn't think you would have. Your children are still well. Thank the Lord this day for His goodness and His grace and His mercy. For His mercy endures forever. We serve an awesome God who has spared us this day to celebrate Resurrection Sunday. I just have a couple of announcements, even a baby shower. A couple of announcements. We are in receipt of prayer request for Sister Mary Harris. We need the prayer team to begin praying for her behalf, on her behalf. And when we pray, we know the Lord will answer prayer. And I'm not going to butcher the last name. I'm not good at names. Angel Seth Surf is in ICU in Dallas. We need you to pray for her as well. And a little bit of a praise. Well, it is a praise report. Received a text on yesterday from Thelma Eads. She was sharing with me that a transformation and a breakthrough took place over the last couple of days. The tube that was in Pastor Eads has been removed.
All right.
Pastor Eads is out with me at the moment. All right. He texted me back later yesterday and said that he's breathing on his own and he is about to be taken out of ICU.
All right.
And to be moved into a room. But when we pray, when the churches pray collectively as a body, God hears and answers our prayer. We're grateful for the healing that is taking place in his life. And I did get to see, went to the hospital and visited with Kyle. And that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
And Kyle was doing well.
Yeah.
And he shared with me a story.
Hallelujah.
A story that I can identify with well. And I said, God is able to do things.
Yeah.
The impossible. When we are His, the Lord blocks all of that stuff.
Amen.
He protects us with His blood.
Yeah.
And He brings us back to give us a testimony of how good and how great He is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for that, we are eternally grateful. We serve a mighty God today. And we're excited about all the great things He has done and continue to do.
Amen.
Who?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We have Dwayne Mavell
and Willie Johnson.
Back.
Dwayne and Willie Johnson. Praise the Lord. Dwayne, I know you can say good morning from where I know. You don't have to get up. You want to say something?
No.
Okay. Good enough. Sister Johnson, you want to say good morning?
Good morning, everybody.
And
Will?
He's in the back.
Oh,
okay. He's in the back?
He's in the back.
Okay. God is. Okay, I said it myself. God is able, ain't he?
Yes,
he is.
That's a shout of praise for what God is doing for you and me this day. One of the things, before I turn it over to Daryl, one of the things that we have been missing so much is the attendance, and we're so grateful that you're here today.
Yes, we try
to reconnect with all of the things that God is asking us to do. So continue to pray for the church. The church may continue to do what God calls us.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
eternal and everlasting Father. We come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise as we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday.
We invite
you in that we might continue to give you the praise, the honor, as well as the glory. Now, Father, we pray for your power, your grace, as well as your provision that you would now bring on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew. I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest. Truly, you're worthy to be praised. It's in Jesus' name and for its sake we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Giving honor to God, to my brother, sisters in the ministry, Brother Weston, and Mr. Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by radio, Paradise Ministry, and those that are watching by internet. We're grateful for your presence here today. If you have your Bibles with you today, there is a word from the Lord that is taken from the Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 7. The Gospel of Luke, the 24th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And when you have found it, say amen.
Amen.
If you need more time, say wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Gospel of Luke, 24th chapter, verses 1 through 7. Where we find these words which are recorded. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. It came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their face to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Thank you. You may be seated. I want to use our topic this morning, Resurrection Day. Jesus' mission accomplished.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus' mission accomplished. Resurrection Day. Jesus' mission accomplished. Not mine, not yours, but his mission.
Yes.
My brothers and sisters, the year was 1961. President John Kennedy set a primary objective to establish a mission to send a man to the moon. The first manned mission to the moon was Apollo 8. And the first moon landing occurred on July 20th,